The state is following up on tips that have come in after it offered a $5,000 reward for information about a mass killing of baby hammerhead sharks. Jason Raduya is the deputy chief of the Department of Land and Natural Resources Division of Conservation Enforcement Union. He has more on the discovery of close to 100 shark pups in the Kehi Harbor area.
You know, we are receiving some calls where people are providing information. But right now, they haven't developed into any real investigative leads at this point.
Okay, so you really need the public's kokua on this one.
We really do, because we have a theory of what we think may have occurred, where these hammerhead pups were likely taken by a gill net. What we'd like to do is try to confirm that theory and try to get an idea of the identity of the persons who may have been involved. And that's really why we need to get information from the public.
Explain to our listeners the dangers of those nets.
Well, you know, gill nets are a type of fishing gear that does not discriminate, meaning that once it's placed into the water, it pretty much kills everything. And so this is particularly the reason why it's so important that people who fish with gill nets follow the state's fishing regulations, which means that if you're using it in the lay net fishing method, you must inspect your net 2 hours after the initial set, and you must remove the net 4 hours after the initial set. Now, the inspection of the net is really important, because that's where fishermen need to take a look at what's caught and remove any unwanted catch and any catch that is undersized or whose take would be in violation of the state fishing regulations.
And this case was really tragic, because we're talking a lot of shark pups.
That is correct. So while the hammerhead shark pups themselves are not a illegal species to take, the quantity of the sharks is very devastating to the species as far as the number that was taken. These sharks were very small. They were infant, and they are now unable to reach reproductive size where they would replenish themselves and reproduce and continue to be a viable species. And so, the take of this many sharks at that particular size and age was really unnecessary.
What was the exact count?
I don't have that information specifically, but I believe it was somewhere in the area of 75 to 100.
And what can you share with us about the behavior of hammerhead sharks? I mean, don't they normally come in closer to shore in order to give birth?
That's true, and it is the pupping season right now, and so areas like Kehi Lagoon are common areas where hammerheads come in and pretty much go through the pupping process and give birth to hammerhead shark pups in those types of waters. And so, you know, it's important for fishermen to understand this so that when they use their fishing gear, they're aware of the type of ramifications and consequences of its use.
Now, I've seen hammerhead sharks in Kaneohe Bay, but I imagine that, yeah, across the island chain, you've got this, you know, happening everywhere since it's the season.
That's true. It's common all over the state. Hammerheads, as a species, they'll go into these nearshore areas to pup, and you know, fishermen need to understand what's happening with a lot of things when they go and fish, and particularly the regulated species, and basically just have an understanding that their actions are really affecting our nearshore ecosystems.
And what can you tell us about maybe the size of the nets that you normally see out in use?
Well, for a lay net type of fishing net, a gill net used in a lay net fishing method, typically the eye size legally has to be no less than 2 3/4 inches when you stretch the eye mesh. Anything less than that is illegal in size and cannot be used. And if our officers find it, we will seize those nets and we will issue the appropriate citations for them. So really, the stretched eye measure is very important. It has to be of legal size. But, you know, gill nets used across the state is one of the most regulated pieces of fishing gear. And it's regulated by the method of use, as well as time, location, and size restrictions. And so people have to understand that if you're going to use a gill net for fishing, you really have to be aware of all of these regulations that pertain to its use.
And really be responsible and check them often.
Correct. You know, if you're going to use a gill net, it's very important that the fishermen inspect the net. Again, these nets tend to kill, and they don't discriminate. And so really the only way to get proper control and know what you're taking is to inspect the net for the catch and to remove anything that's unwanted or illegal.
You folks have been able to prosecute violators. I think maybe folks have actually called in tips, or maybe your staff has actually come across these nets out there illegally.
Yes, gill net enforcement is one of the highest priorities of our department's many responsibilities. We have made numerous cases on fishermen who have violated the gill net rules. We have seized many nets. We have seized many boats that are used in the commission of these crimes, as well as other pieces of evidence. And we have been very successful in court. The courts are recognizing the importance of strong enforcement and strong deterrence for these types of violations. And, you know, gill net enforcement is a very high priority for us.
You've been with the DLNR for what, more than a decade and a half. I mean, how would you characterize this case? Is this one of the worst you've seen?
You know, it is probably the worst I've seen when it comes to hammerhead shark pups. Really taking a large quantity like it was in this incident was very unnecessary. If the fishermen were following the state's fishing regulations and exercising pono fishing practices, which really means that they're using legal fishing gear, that they're practicing conservation and ethically minded fishing practices, and heeding the state's fishing regulations, the death of these hammerhead pups would likely have been avoided.
And you really need the public's help, because you folks cover a wide area and are understaffed in a lot of cases. So you really rely on the public to help call in tips or alert you to problems.
That's very true. You know, for Doe Care, we have officers across the state, but we can't be everywhere at every time. And it's really important that we seek the help of the public, especially in cases like these where we're trying to understand what happened and who the responsibles might be. And so we really look to the public for their information and to come forward and to try to help us, because, you know, we're all living on this island and our natural resources are very finite. And so we all need to work together to protect our natural resources and especially our aquatic resources.
And there is a hotline that people can call in to report violators, correct?
Yes, there is. The statewide enforcement hotline is 643-DLNR. People can call that number and remain anonymous and provide whatever information they have. We have the capability to respond pretty much at all hours of the day and night. And while we're not a true 24/7 law enforcement agency, we do have the capacity to spin up responses very quickly if necessary.
That was DLNR's Deputy Enforcement Chief Jason Reduya talking about the use of gill nets, which may have been the reason why so many hammerhead shark pups were killed recently.